This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For years, Medicare, the government health insurance program for seniors, has paid three or four times the market rate for things like wheelchairs, walkers, and even diabetes. Starting today, that's changed in a way that could save $43 billion over the next decade. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Dan Gorenstein reports.
Until now, Medicare paid about $78 for a box of 100 diabetes test strips. Starting today, Medicare Director Jonathan Blum says the government won't pay more than about $25.
And that is tremendous savings both for the taxpayers but also for the beneficiaries themselves.
The lower price for testing strips and lots of other medical equipment like walkers and hospital beds are the result of a new competitive bidding process that reflects market prices. Medicare says the change could save taxpayers more than $40 billion over the next decade. Those billions will come out of the pockets of home medical equipment companies like Ashley Ploches in Knoxville, Tennessee.
I think that this is a very chaotic time for our industry, and it's hard to predict where it will go.
She says her family business, Lambert's Healthcare, will make about 45% less than it did last week selling the same items. Ploches says many home healthcare companies could go out of business. Medicare says its main objective is to stop paying three or four times the going rate for items like oxygen tanks and scooters. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.